Okay, good evening, everybody.
Hello.
This Shabbos, Baruch Hashem, is Shabbos Shira, and Parshas B'Shalach, the most, prominent and famous feature of which is the miracle of Kriyas Yamsuf and subsequent Shira Sayam, Oz Yashir. But the second most famous part of the Sedra is the miracle, the beginning of the miracle of the month that's provided for Bnei Yisrael in the desert, that ends up being provided for them for 40 years. It wasn't necessarily the original plan, but the Torah describes exactly how the month begins to fall and what people's response to it is, and so on. The Torah tells us that everybody's supposed to gather a certain fixed amount, and if you took more, it was left over till the next morning, so it would rot. Pasuk says in Parak Tes Zayin of Shmos, a certain amount per head. People in the household, they did it, but some people took more, some people took less. They didn't do it exactly. It turned out that through whatever means, everyone got exactly what they were supposed to get. Some people took more, some people took less. By the time they got back to the house, that's what Rashi explains. The person who had taken more didn't end up with more. Some miraculous or divine intervention. The person who took less didn't end up with less. And Moshe said, don't leave any over till the next day. Don't leave any till the next day. But there were people in Pasuk Chavo, Shomo Moshe. Some people didn't listen to Moshe Rabbeinu. I did leave some over. And Vayorom Toloi Vayvosh. If it got wormy and smelled and so on, rotted. And Moshe got mad at them. Okay, then the pasuk that's interesting for us this evening is pasuk Kav Beis, Kav Beis. The pasuk says, Vayhi Bayom HaShishi, on Fridays, Lachtu Lecha Mishnah. They took a double portion, Shnei Omer Lecha, two Omer, two measurements per head. And they came to Moshe, and Moshe said, yes, indeed, that's correct, because tomorrow is Shabbos, whatever you need to bake today, whatever you need to cook today, whatever's left, and in this case, in Pasuk of Dal, okay, here, in this instance, because they were told to leave it over, so when they left it over the next day, it didn't develop worms. It didn't rot away. And then Moshe said, "Moshe, Ichuayom, now you can eat the rest of it today. Kishabes and Hashem, Hayom lo sim toba. So that today you will not find anyone out in the field. Sheishes and Mitzukatu, you got it for 6 days, and once Shabbos on your boat, and there won't be any on Shabbos. So that's the part of the famous story with the month, that on Fridays there'll be a double portion. So as we know, the Gemara tells us. Two places. It's in Brachas Lamed Tesla Beis, also Shabbos Kuf Yud Zayin Beis. I'm going to read the passage from Shabbos because, for whatever the reason, the Rashi is more elucidating in Shabbos than it is in Brachas. Anyway, the Gemara says in Shabbos Kuf Yud Zayin Beis, Omer Rab Abba, the Shabbos Chayav Adam Lipsoa Al Shtei Kikaros. Okay, when it comes to Shabbos, the Shabbos meals, he's supposed to break bread, so to speak. I'll stay kikaros on two loaves of bread. Okay, you're supposed to do it on two loaves of bread. Why? Dichsiv lechem mishnah. It says lechem mishnah. So Rabbi's opinion is that you have to break bread, so to speak. In other words, make hamotzi. That's a breaking bread expression. So make hamotzi over two loaves because it says in this pasuk lechem mishnah. It says the pasuk lechem mishnah. Pasuk of days up to lechem mishnah, which means two loaves of bread. And okay, so that's what you're supposed to do, as we know. Then the Gemara continues. Omar of Ashi. Ashi says, Chazina Rav Kana, I saw Rav Kana, the Noka Tarte, I saw Rav Kana, he took two loaves of bread. He indeed took two loaves of bread. All right? That's true. He did take two loaves of bread. I saw Rav Kana, and he would hold them in his hand when he made the bracha. Right? Ubatza Chadda, but he only cut into one of them. So I would see Rav Kana on Shabbos. Rav Kana would hold the two loaves of bread when he made hamotzi in the bracha. They only cut into one of them. Okay, why? Give me a reason. Explain why. Because Omar, the pasuk says, "Lok to lechem mishnah." Lochtu, they gathered double portion. But they eat both together, right? Friday night, the same from the next day. So Lochtu Lechem Mishnah, that's how he explained himself, right? Omar Lochtu Ksiv. But that was the practice of Rav Kana. Rav Kana would hold the two loaves of bread for the bracha, but he would only cut into one of them. But the one now continues. Rav Zera have a bota akula sherusa. Okay? Now this is subject to some discussion, but we'll translate right now is that Rav Zera used to take a piece of bread, akula sherusa. Let's look at Rashi, but we'll need to explain it. Okay? Livtsoa, as we said before, means brichas hamotzi. That's what Rashi says. So chayav adam livtsoa a steak ikar is the original statement of Rav Abba. The chayav adam livtsoa a steak ikar means brichas hamotzi. Okay? And Rav Zera's practice was, okay, I mean, Rav Kana's practice, Rav Ashi said, I saw Rav Kana. Rav Kana's practice was to take two pieces, oaks on the other, he would hold two in his hands, but he would not break both of them. And could loktu ksiv, demash ma'achizo, says Rashi, right? Loktu means holding, grabbing, not taking. Achizo. Havabitzia lo ksiv mishneh. It doesn't say anywhere in the psukim that they broke it in two loaves of bread, a double portion. Okay? That was the practice of Rav Kana. However, Rav Zera, the Gemara says, Rav Zera, Botza akula sherusa, says Rashi, Botza akula sherusa, prusa gedola. He would break off, we made a motzi, a large piece, the dilo bala osa suda. He would break a piece that's big enough to satisfy for the whole meal. He'd have a big loaf, and he'd take enough bread, break off enough bread for the entire meal. And Rashi goes on to say, v'lechvod Shabbos. Okay, he did this for covered Shabbos. V'nira kemechavev suda Shabbos, Lizchazek v'lecho harbe. In other words, it has nothing to do with lechem mishneh. He would basically cut himself a significant piece of bread because of covered Shabbos. He would have more to eat. He would have a fancier or more dignified or whatever, a more snazzy meal on Shabbos, a grander meal on Shabbos, and he would eat more. So then the Gemara asks, but Amalei Ravina Ravashi, v'hach mechzek kirav sanusa. Okay, doesn't he look by doing such a practice? Doesn't he look like somebody is, you know, Rav Sanusa, like he's starved and he can't wait to eat? It's, you know, it's unappealing from a dignity perspective, right? In other words, he gives the impression like Rav Sanusa, like a glutton. You know, oh, he cuts a whole lot of food. I mean, he may have had good things in mind with a covered Shabbos, but still, doesn't it look wrong to break such a big piece? It looks like you're a glutton, Rav Sanusa. So the Gemara answers, no, Amalei, Ravashi and Savina. Kevan the chol yom alovid, since he didn't do that all the time, just it was on Shabbos. So even who covered lo mechzik rav sanusa, nobody would suspect that he was doing it for that reason because he didn't do it as a standard practice. He only did it on Shabbos, so it's clear enough that he was only doing this for the sake of Shabbos. That's the Gemara as it appears here with the Rashi, Shabbos kufya zayin alveis. Also, as I said before, lamed tes alveis in brachas. So the interesting thing is as follows. The way Rashi just explained it, okay, what Rav Zera did had nothing at all to do with Lechem Mishneh. He broke a big piece, like covered Shabbos. What Rav Kana did was he held two loaves and cut one of them, okay, and the two loaves is because Lachdu Lechem Mishneh. Rav Kana's practice was based on this idea of Lechem Mishneh. According to the way Rashi learned what Rav Zera was, Rav Zera just bought the Lechula Sherusa, he cut off a big piece, oh, it was a covered Shabbos, but nothing to do with Lechem Mishneh. Right, that's the simile. That's the way Rashi reads it. Similarly, the Rambam in Perek Vav, Lichos Brachas Halacha Gimel. One second. The Rambam also seems to learn it that way. Okay, Perek Vav of Lichos Brachas Halacha Gimel. There it is. He says, just a minute. Sorry, Perek Zayin, I'll forget all. All right. Ein Habotze, it talks about different rules relating to cutting the loaf of bread, Mekamotze. That's what it's talking about. Hilchus Brachis, not right. Ein Habotze, Roshal Etzad, Shevi Yomelech, you have to have salt on the table, different things that to do with making Hamotze, and so on. What? Not so much Shabbos, so much general. This the Hilchus Brachas paragraph. The general rule, the different rules about cutting bread and make amotzi and so on. Not a Shabbos rule per se. This part of the halacha. There's also salt on the table.
every time you make a motion, you should have salt.
Technically speaking, yeah. We'll talk about it a different time. But also, also he says that, you know, you shouldn't, but here's the, lo prusa katana, don't break off just a small piece, because you look like a cheapskate, don't break off the too big a piece, because we just said, near a karafson, ubishabis, yesho livtsoa prusa gedola, Shabbos, you can cut off a big piece. Okay, so the rabbi puts this in Hilchos Brachos. That's how he learned the practice of there. Don't do Lechem Mishnah. Just the Shabbos. Cover Shabbos, you cut a bigger piece than you do during the week. Even though during the week it may make you look more like a glutton, but for Shabbos, like I explained, you don't do it over time, it won't make you look like a glutton. So, what I'm saying is that according to the Rashi on the page in Shabbos, and according to the Rambam in Hilchos Brachos, the practice of Reb Zeira was not a Lechem Mishnah issue. Right? It's just brought in the same Gemara, but that wasn't his practice. His practice was to cut off a big piece. Okay. It was for Shabbos. Yeah, it was a covered Shabbos. I'm not arguing that. It was a covered Shabbos, but it was not a Lechem Mishnah issue. However, that's not the way the Rashba learned this issue. So look at the Rashba in Brachos, Lamed Tesnum Beis, for the same Sugya Pid. Reb Zeira bought that kulsha. It appears Rashi prusa gedola she dailo lekula suda, right? Because the big piece enough for the whole meal. The eno mechuber beinai. Okay, I don't think that that's the correct shot, says Rashi. With due respect to Rashi, he said dilo havel remember akula sherusa ela butza kula sherusa. This is a technical the way the Gemara said butza likula sherusa. Should I say butza kula sherusa? All the service, all the stuff that you would need. But oh, din kain hechi park mechti karav sherusa. Why would the Gemara ask to look like a glutton? Adaraba, Hainu Ayin Yafe, Dala Omru, Balabayas Botea. That's the Gemara later in Brachas. This Sugya here is from Islamic Testament. A Memvav Amud Alf, it says that really the host should break a piece and give people Bakovi to get pieces and so on. So what's the problem with that? The Ode, he says, Dama Halami Minyano. Why would the Gemara bring this up when it starts talking about Lechemisha? Right, the beginning of the statement was, Amar Rabba, B'Shabbos Chayav Anu Tzel Seki Karos Tzivu Lechem Misha Amar V'Ashi Chazin Av Kana Nach Tati Botzu Chadik because it's locked to Tzivu, and all of a sudden it brings in Reb Zeira telling a general practice about covered Shabbos, but nothing to do with Lechem Misha. It just doesn't flow, says the Rashba. The implication is that Reb Zeira, what he was doing, was also somehow related to Lechem Misha. That's the Rashba's objection. Davar Minyano Davar Tzok Tzol Seki Karos Elavada Hachi Perushi, says Rashba. Here's what I think the Gemara means. Botza al kol hakikoros hamunachos lefon of lecho. Whatever he cut when he made hamotzi, both pieces or maybe more, there maybe more chalos. Whatever chalos were there in front of him, that's what he cut. Okay, and that's mechti karav sunusa. It doesn't look like you're cutting for so much, and I have to say no because you know he was doing a lekavod Shabbos. So according to the Rashba's take, and by the way, he says the same thing. It perished to the Sugin Shabbos. I'm Kufi Zion, okay, and Kufi Zion Bay. There he says also, Reb Zeira, Botza Kula Sherusa, Pirish Rashi, Chaticha Dola, Shishbo Dela Kula Sherusa, Vachain Pirish Gamba Brochus, Veinam Achuba Beinai. Rashi says the same thing here, Brochus. And as I said before, says Rashba, I don't think it's right. So, Eino Indian Shmo Seinu, that's not what we're talking about here. Okay, and we're talking about Lechem Mishnah, right? But oh, close to. Same kasha. Okay? So, Ella nearly the Botza al Kohaki Koros Komar. Okay, what it meant is he, unlike Rav Kana, who picked up the two loaves, but only cut one of them, does the Rashba know? Rav Zeira's practically, he cut both or whatever else was there. At least two. The covered Shabbos? It is the covered Shabbos. Okay, but he would. So you're going to sense according. We'll see in a second. But it says according to Rashba, it's a very different way of learning the sugya. Okay, in a certain sense, it flows better. But that's Botzav Kolaki Koros. All right. Now, back in his commentary in the first commentary, Brachos on Tesla Maze, he ends by noting the Rashba does. Okay, he ends by noting that Behainu Nami the Amar. I'm sorry, V'chein Pirush of Haigon Zal. He doesn't say that in Shabbos, but Brachos. It is also of Haigon. Vizela Shono, he quotes of Haigon. Im mevarach inish b'shabata atarti ubotza chada kravkana shapirt on me. Rav Haigon says, look, it seems also, Rashba is saying, to learn that it's a machlokes between Rav Kana and Rav Zeira, what you're supposed to do with the Lechem Mishnah. Rav Zeira held, just hold the Lechem, I'm sorry, Rav Kana. held you just hold the lechem mishnah in your hand, you don't have to cut one. And observer holds you have to cut both. So it's a machlokas. So the Rashbo close to the high gone, who said, well, it's a machlokas. We don't seem to know who to paskin like. So therefore, he paskins like this. This is the lashon of high gone. Im mevarach inish b'shabata atarti ubotzu chadek rav kamet. Shatei b'ami. It's okay to do like rav kamet. We bought the tarvayu. Or if you look closer, it comes there also suffered them. David Kamaravit, David Kamaravit. But clearly, says the Rashba, Rav Haigon is learning these as two different shitas. Right? Because otherwise, why would he say, we do like him, it's okay, do like him, it's okay. Yeah, all right. So obviously, it's a machlokes. Not that he did something totally different, unrelated to Lechem Mishnah. Right? That's how the Rashba learned in both of those places. Now, I just want to show you just why, to explain sort of what the background might be to this. Okay? And by the way, there is a just to make you aware of it, you know, on the back of end of Seder Nezikin, they print certain what's called Mesichtas Ktanas. I'm going to bring the right thing. Yeah, in the Mesichtas Ktanas, they're not really part of the regular Gemara. They're really in the category of later works and so on, like Maseches Smachos, Maseches Sofrim. It's not part of the regular Shas, probably, but it's authoritative. Don't really pass like everything. But one of the Maseches there is called Maseches Derech Eretz Rabbo. Okay, Derech Eretz Rabbo. So Maseches Derech Eretz Rabbo, the end of Parag Vav, okay, is where it says you shouldn't cut food or break food in such a way that make you look like a rabson, make you look like a glutton. Now, this other thing, you shouldn't cut so little, it makes you look like a cheapskate. So that's poor, you know, as a halacha, Derech Eretz Rabbo, and the Parag Vav. Okay. Anyway, so we have a machlokas between Rashi on one side, the Rambam seems to learn like that, against Rashbo on the other side, or Haigon seems to learn like that, as to whether or not there's a machlokas. Again, according to Rashi, no machlokas. The apples and oranges. Rav Kana's practice related to Lechem Mishnah, and then Rizari did something else, nothing to do with Lechem Mishnah. Maybe he also had Lechem Mishnah, I don't know, but he would cut. That's what he would do. All right? And according to the Rashbo, it's a machlokas. So that's in the Rashbo and the Chedusha Rashbo, both in Brachas and in Shabbos. We also have Chuvas from the Rashbo. So the Chuvas Rashbo, Chelek Zion, in the Tuf Kuf Lamed, the topic is Shalosh Chudas, okay, but in the context of that statement, he says, the Rava, what's Rava? It's not Rava, it's a Subzera. But anyway, the Bota Kul Sherusa, Pirish Arben Shimon on the Hodez, Mishum the Lechem Mishnah Kadarash, Shetevei HaFilo HaBetzia Pishnayim. Remember, the Rashbo learned that it's a machlokas, right, between Rav Zera and Rav Kana Rav Zera. Rav Kana brought a reason for his practice. He says, the Pasuk says, in our Shet Sedra, Loktu Lechem Mishnah. Didn't say they ate Lechem Mishnah, broke two pieces of bread. Loktu. Loktu means they took so. That's what I do. That's what, the whole thing is modeled to the original statement of Rav Abba. Modeled after the month. So it says Loktu Lechem Mishnah, right? And he says in the Gemara, right? That's what he says. Amar Rashi, Chazil Rav Kana, Dinach Katarchi, Botzer Chada, he only broke one. Amar Loktu Ksim. So now, according to the Rashbo, so how does the Mzera not do that? How does the Mzera did something else? Like Rav Zera would cut all of them. According to Rashbo, according to Rashi and Rambam, Rav Zera, there's a different thing altogether. Nothing to do with Lechem Mishnah. But according to the Rashbo, we learned that Rav Zera's practice was also a practice with Lechem Mishnah, and he would cut everything. So then, talk of what, you know, what's his basis for saying that? I understand the Kama's basis, because it says Lachu. So the Rashbo suggests the following. Because Mishum the Lechem Mishnah, Kadar Shadeh, Afila Habitziya Pishnai Mishai Amasachol. Then, no, it also has to be doubled. And he quotes a medrash that tells Medrash Sanhuma and says, "Kol mili the Shabbos kafel." Everything on Shabbos is doubled. Everything on Shabbos is doubled. For example, Shnei Kosim. Right, the double Shnei Kosim. Yom Shabbos, Shnei Musaf. Right, Yom Shabbos, Shnei Kosim. Double Kevet. Okay, for the Musaf. In a weekday, it's only one Kevet per. As a Kevet Echad, as a Kevet, as a Kevet Hashemi, that's even our bind. But at one time, it was only one. Shabbos, the Musaf was two. Yom Shabbos, Shnei Kosim. Okay. Mizmor Shir, okay. First of all, the language of Mizmor Shir is a double language, Mizmor Shir, okay. But if you look through Mizmor Shir on the Shabbos, almost all the statements are parallel. Tov la'odos Hashem, l'tam shechayom. La'agav v'chastecha, l'tam leilos. You look through them, almost all the same. In fact, you have a sit of this.
How we say it,
huh?
How we say it,
but... We say during the course of Shabbos. But it's interesting, huh? Yeah, once a night, once a Shabbos. But interesting enough, I think the fool to my head, so I don't know, remember that. I don't know if I remember to remember the whole story. But apparently, the Maharal, the Prague, the Maharal, had a practice to say after the Chadodi, that was widespread. But he was saying Mizrach Shir twice Friday night, one right after the other. Okay? We look at the whole thing, right? Alei Yosef Alei Alei Gam Mechinor. Okay? It's like Kirsach Tanei Hashem Falecha, Maitre Lecharnen, right? Every Pasuk is, you know, Duzah Ish Baalei Yada, Suleven Azot. Okay? So it's double. The Maral said it twice. So there's different versions of the story. One version of the story is this one pasuk, there's one phrase that's not double. That's all pasuk. So because it wasn't double, he wanted to double that too. So he said the mishnah twice. The different story is once he said it twice because he came very late to shul and it was already after Kabbal Shabbos and he felt very upset, so maybe he missed his man, and stuff like that. It's a different version of the story. But anyway, that could be what the Rosh Boa thinks. The could be what the Rosh Boa has in mind here. I'm not positive. But Mizrach Shir is double. So again, the Kosovo Tanchuma, Kol Mil the Shabbos Kopf, Seichos and Mizrach Shir, Lechem Misha, Zachar Vishomer, right? Zachar Vishomer then Shabbos, Venir Shaminigal Zed, Lahadlik Steineros, many people light additional candles. The children at least light two candles. Everything on Shabbos is two. Okay? So that's. So that's why he would, since the Rashbo suggests, again, the truth, again, is the Chelzayin, the Tafkuf Laman, that's why Reb Zera would not just hold it, he would cut through, everything you do is supposed to be double, right? Including the cutting. Usually on a regular meal, during the course of the week, you cut one loaf of bread, tonight you cut two. So I'm just saying that's perhaps the reason why he says that. Interestingly enough, okay, if you look in the Shulchan Aruch, which I brought here, in our Chaim Sun Reish Ayin Dalet. By the way, just to clarify, the Rambam Lahalacha Haskins, but we don't really. Again, the Rambam we saw before in Hilchos Brachos, learns that Rav Kana's practice doesn't do it like a Misha. But just to make it clear, the Rambam in Hilchos Shabbos Perek Lamed Halacha Tes does Paskin. We'll read inside Perek Lamed Halacha Tes. The Rambam does paskin it require lechem mishnah, right? He says chayav kol adam to have three meals on Shabbos and so on, and b'tzorach likboa kol shloshon al yayin b'litzoa ashteki karos. Okay, no, no. The Rambam paskin, but we don't know. Does he mean litzoa? Do you have to cut both or just make the bracha motzi? Again, remember Rashi's language in explaining the word litzoa in the Gemara is brichas motzi. So it's not clear from the Rambam. You have to make the bracha or you have to cut both. See, we don't know. Okay, lechora he would hold. You don't have to cut both because nobody did that, according to him. Because according to him, that's not what Reb Zera did. Reb Zera was doing something else. He cut a big piece, the covered Shabbos. So, in any event, but in the Shulchan Aruch, in Aruch Chaim Sim Reish Ayin Dalad, Aruch Chaim Sim Reish Ayin Dalad Sif Beis, Aruch Chaim Sim Reish Ayin Dalad Sif Beis, says the Shulchan Aruch, mitzvah liftzah b'shabbos prusa gedola shetaspik l'chol hasudos. Okay, in other words, it's a mitzvah to cut a big piece. In other words, that's how he seems to. He accepts that practice of Rav Zera of cutting a big piece. Of course, you also have to have lechem misha. I mean, when I have to argue that's tifala. I'm sure it's tifala first, actually. So, right, both say I'm staking karos. It passes that way. It definitely needs lechem mishnah, no doubt about it. So, ochesh tein b'yodo, a yodo, and then he says, ubotzea tachtona. You just have to cut one of them. Right, that's a question for Friday night. People cut the bottom one and slash off and say the top one. So, a different discussion. But in any event, the Kabbalah, but be that as it may, as the Ramos says, it was after the Shabbos, I will be on Shabbos, all yontem, botzea al yona, and they're about tamwal dercha Kabbalah. It's interesting that the Chabad doesn't mention the Kabbalah, the Ramos does. Okay. Anyway, he requires lechem mishnah. But then in Sif Beis, so it sounds like he's paskining, like you only have to cut one. He's paskining like Rav Kana, right? The original practice of Kana. But then in Sif Beis, he writes, Mitzvah b'Shabbos Prusa Gedola. So he paskins like Rav Kana also. Why? Because there's no machlokas according to it. It's two different things. It's two different dinim. One din is to have lecha mishnah, another din is to cut big pieces in the covered Shabbos. So the Rambam seems to hold, like the way Rashi learns, okay, and consistent with what he said in Hilchos Brachos, that the din of Reb Zera was a different din altogether. However, it's interesting, the Bira Agro, okay, so that's what Shulchan Aruch says. But the Vilna Gaon on the Birur HaGaon on the bottom says that the proper thing is to cut all the pieces that you have. He quotes in the beginning, right? Iker, Kamosha Kazim, Mashal, and the Shalom, others, to cut everything. Akulus Herusa, all right? Because the Kashi against Rashi and so on, so he paskins the other way. He learns more like the Rashi, he quotes the Rashi. Proper things you like to perish the Rashi. So to cut, if you have two loaves on the table, to cut both of them. That's the Vilna Gaon. It comes down to Machokas a little bit in terms of the poskim. Okay? Yeah. Now, it's interesting because I read before that Rav Haigon says a strange thing, because at least he'll leave it to Rashbo. Rashbo brought Rav Haigon as a raya that it's a machokas, because he says, well, if you hold like him, it's okay. If you hold like him, it's okay. Right? So that sounds good. I saw in the Sefer Chavetz HaSharon, there's an old Tshuva Kashmir Chavetz HaSharon, but there's also a Sefer Chavetz HaSharon, which is a contemporary author from Eretz Yisrael. Karlbach is his name. Mordechai Karlbach. So he has many, many different Lamed Shinganim, different things that I said. So here in Parshas B'Shalach, on page Shin Beis, at least in the Shalach I have, so he raised an interesting question against the Rashbam, citing of Rav Haigon. He says, 1 second, what does Rav Haigon mean? You can do like him, you can do like him. According to the way Rashbo learns, Rav Zera says you cut one of them, and Rav Kana says you cut one of them, and Rav Zera says you cut two of them. It doesn't seem that the first Rav Kana says you're not allowed to cut both of them, just don't have to cut both of them. What do you mean, Ovid Kamara? One's included in the other. I mean, he sounds like, why did you say you can do like him? You know, of course you can do one. Right? Well, let's assume it's a machlokas. Of course, right? Of course you do two, right? What's the problem? Okay, if you did two, you fulfilled the practice of Kana two. You did one, right? I mean, it doesn't sound like he said you only have to do one, did it? Is that what he meant? So this is what Kabbalah suggests. Maybe it does mean that. He says as follows. He says, let's remember. You made hamotzi and you're cutting. So if you don't have to cut two, maybe that's a hefsek. Right? So not only that, but then he says, and really the truth of the matter is that it looks like in the Meiri. The Meiri in the Sugya in Shabbos, and the Meiri in Shabbos, Kuf Yud Zayin, is right. Chayav Odu L'Tzor Snake Kros to Shabbos. Shemar Lachtu Lechem Mishnah. We call Mokom Eino Chayav he's passing the first leg of comment. Okay? And he says, not the hefsek, but he says, maybe it's better not to cut more, okay? Because Shanira Karav Sonosmat, you look like the glutton, we have that concern. So Rav Kalbach kind of he has his own suggestion, maybe it looks like acid.
I read somewhere else.
Yeah.
The reason that some of us do a slice before you say
bracha to make that little cut. Not too much on Shabbos can own the okay, fine. Okay. Anyway, so that's what he suggests. Okay. But it could be, it takes it further. So what's at the crux of this machlokas? Let's assume what the machlok is. And so that's the question. So maybe suggest that the kind of doctor only want to cut one to avoid a hefsek or to avoid looking like a glutton. So he didn't do both. Right? Okay, doctor. So he mentioned the following suggestion. What's the crux? What's the nature of this machlok is? So basically, says what is the din? The nature of Machlokas is what is the din of Lechem Mishnah? Is din Lechem Mishnah fundamentally a din in the bracha of Hamotzi on Shabbos? Is it a din in the bracha? Asheyir b'zev b'yir dira rashbo. Rav Kana Rav Zera Nechuk will be so din Lechem Mishnah. The das of Kana should din the habirchas Hamotzi. And again, that works out very well with Rashi. What?
It's a
din. Well. Would you not be yotze? I don't know.
So
that's the point. On Shabbos, the requirement of Lechem Mishnah is an enhancement, or it becomes part and parcel of the bracha. Because again, the language of the Gemara was Omar, we'll go back to that Gemara now in Shabbos. What does it say? Omar of Abba b'Shabbos chayav adam lived soa al steki kosher. Says Rashi, birchas hamotzi. It's a din in the birchas hamotzi of Shabbos. Okay, that the mitzvah and soa had a birchas hamotzi. All right, not that I necessarily have to eat both pieces. It's not a matter of my eating, but on Shabbos you have to sort of make reference or commemorate the month. All right, we're doing more than just regular week cutting bread. All right, when you make the bracha hamotzi, has to be on two loaves instead of on the all week long one. Maybe like the Ashbor said, because it's double every Shabbos, double whatever the reason you'll give. Okay, but, yeah.
Even though it's going on the bracha, it's not
ma'akev. And what does it say? It's like, well, I'm going to say that. Would you be yotzei? You wouldn't be yotzei lechem isha. That's the chil lechem isha. No, would you be yotzei? Hamos ma'akev said the bracha hamotzi. Okay. Make hamotzi on Shabbos, only one loaf of bread. Good, say make hamotzi. But the kiyum of lechem isha, is that on Shabbos the bracha of hamotzi should not be made in the same manner you make it during the week. We double the loaf. That's one way to look at it. All right. And therefore, there's no need to cut both of them. It's not a matter of what you cut and what you eat. You only can eat. You're not hungry. Eat one piece. But when you make the bracha, right? It's the birchas hamotzi. Okay, which says the truth in the month also, by the way. That's the question. What bracha do they say in the month? Some people say, and it's not a joke, hamotzi lechem in ha-shamayim. Right? But I say it's not a joke because the truth is that, the bracha, the Gemara says that the bracha was not sakol, was instituted by, birchas hamotzi, Moshe with the month. So, but on Shabbos, the king of lechem isha is that when you make the bracha, this bracha should be different than it is during the week.
But whatever okay? time you make a bracha on food, when you know, doctor, you're not going to eat. It's like,
so you're going to eat some of it.
No, the second one.
Right, you got it. Okay,
if you know for sure you're not going to cut it, then how do
you... Well, the bracha of hamotzi is halal only what I'm going to eat, in terms of bracha of hamotzi. But you're supposed to somehow enhance the bracha, all right, or enhance your performance by holding two pieces of bread instead of one. It's not a matter of what you're going to eat, according to this approach. Okay, that's one side. On the other... I mean, can you think of something else where...
So you're not making the bracha on both?
Right, the bracha is only kind of what you eat, but you have both loaves there. Think of a parallel. I don't know. It's not the same thing, but you're supposed to make, when you make a kosher bracha, so it should be a full cup. You don't have to drink the full cup. You make a, right? You have to drink. You're going to pace. You have to drink rove kos, not the whole. Because on Friday night, you don't have to drink even rove kos. So you make a cheekful. Right? Friday night kiddush. But still admits that it make kiddush on a nice cup, a full cup.
But you might make
cup.
It. Here's the situation. No. You know for sure.
No, you're allowed to. No, you don't know for sure. You're allowed to. You don't have to.
Seventh day of Sphira. You count the Kavanah of the Bracha is what it is, but the Kavanah is you have to count the
days and the weeks. Two things, okay, you can think about the powers, I don't know, but that's one way to look at it, okay? The other way to look at it, that's not a din in the Bracha. It's a din in the Suda Shabbos. It's a din in Suda Shabbos. The Suda Shabbos should begin with two pieces of bread instead of one. Okay, it's a din in the Suda. It's not a matter of the beer. That doesn't relate to the Birchas Hamotzi. But you're saying, Birchas Hamotzi is a Birchas Hamotzi. Okay, it's a covered Shabbos that the meal should be nikba, if you will, on two loaves of bread. Right? The two loaves of bread, that's the beginning of the Shabbos meal, so think about the month. Okay,
the
that's
the... Another thing is the month was a double portion for one day.
Right, correct. Hey, that's right.
So
that's a different discussion, too. That's correct. Okay, but okay, we commemorate each time because it's commemoratable, even though at that moment they didn't have. But you hear the hakir. In other words, is it din in Birchas Hamotzi, or is it din in the Suda of Shabbos? Okay, so now it works out very well. If you think about it, that Rav Haigon, Rav Haigon said, now the really the stiras, or the difference in Rav Kana and Rav Zera is a very very big difference. Is it a din in the bracha, or is it a din in the Suda? So that, Rav Haigon, is quoted by that Rashi, says, oh, David Kamara, but David, you can do it like him and do it like him. In other words, you can decide to, you can decide. The truth of the matter is, according to according to Zerif, there's no need to hold the two pieces at all. They just should, you bring, in other words, Rav Kana's whole thing was his luktu lecha mishneh. So at the time I take the bread, I should do some commemorative act, luktu. So I'll also pick up two pieces. When do you do that? When you're about to make the bracha. You don't have to cut them both. You make the bracha. To dinner the bracha. But according to Rav Zera, we're explaining it now, Rav Zera, he wouldn't hold, he wouldn't say you have to hold anything.
It has to be on
the table. Okay? And you cut it all. Okay? So it's not a dinner holding it. It's not luktu lecha mishneh. It's a dinner, the suda being nitva on two loaves of bread. So they're both there. So now, if you hold it, that's true, right? The one, the Rav Kama insists you have to hold it because of luktu. And he said, forget luktu, it's a din in the Shabbos meal, it's a different category, so the meal should begin with two loaves, you don't have to hold anything. So now Rav Haigon's statement is very good. You do like him, we do like him. We ask, what do you mean? Isn't one include the other? No, not this way. So besides the Chavetz Hashanah, one of the Mordechai Kabbalah answers, you know, the Miri said, it looked like a gluttony view his way, maybe that's why Dafka didn't want to cut both, or it's a hefzik. Doesn't come on to that. According to this Chakira, that's now we're going to see Rav Haigon said, look at Rav Haigon, like him, and so on. This whole discussion may actually relate, possibly, okay, to a different discussion. We've been saying the whole evening that the din of Lecha Mishnah is based on what happened with the mon. So is Lecha Mishnah a requirement d'oraisa or a requirement d'rabbanan? Okay, the Taz and others. I'll show you a few of my commentaries. Okay. Taz and Tzim, Tov Resh Ayin Ches. Okay. Just a moment, is that right? Just a moment. Yeah. The Taz and Tzim, the Tov Resh Ayin Ches. Now, Tov Resh Ayin Ches is talking about Adlokas Neris on Shabbat. It's in Hilchos Chanukah. Okay, Tov Resh Ayin Ches in Hilchos Chanukah, but it comes up because what if a person can only afford, remember that Gemara, can only afford Ner Shabbat or Ner Chanukah, that's what comes up. So in the Taz there, and there's also the same Gemara, it talks about what can only afford wine for Kiddush, or Ner is Chanukah, that sugya toward the very end of the Chanukah Gemara, I guess it's on the Daf Chofei, I guess in Shabbat. So he says in the Sukkot Beis, the Taz writes, because of Rana, he shows it, okay, Avogav, the Kiddush, the Rice, and the Chanukah, the Rabbanon, came to Efsir Kaddish, the Lapaz, okay, so Ner Chanukah wins out. Ner Chanukah beats out Kiddush, wine for Kiddush. You know Kiddush is the rice, and Ner Chanukah is obviously only the Rabbanon. Okay? But anyway, in the course of this discussion, he mentions that the Lecha Mishnah, here's the language of the Taz, Lecha Mishnah, Lekua Alma D'Oraisa. The requirement of Lecha Mishnah, according to the Taz on Shabbat, is a Din D'Oraisa. To the Omer of Abba, and he quotes Abba in our Gemara, right? Dichsiv, Lecha Mishnah. I mean, Dichsiv, I mean, it's, you know, it sounds like a deraisa. And by the way, he says in the same breath, Vishal Shudas Gamkin deraisa. And in fact, they have three meals, also learned from the fact that there were the Mon, and so on, the Pasuk of Ayom, and so on. It's that same Gemara. Okay, it's not our discussion today. So, in any event, that's what the Taz says over here.
It
could be subsumed under general Hilchos Shabbos by Kiddush, or something, but it is a mitzvah, the mitzvah deraisa. I'm not going to say more than that. But take my word for it. In the back of all the sections of Shulchan Aruch, you have the Prima Gadim wrote the super comment. In each section of Shulchan Aruch, you have two major commentaries on the side of the page. On Archaim, the two major commentaries among the Rambam and the Taz. Okay, in your day, the two major commentaries are the Shachar Taz. Right. So in these cases, the Prima Gadim wrote a commentary on the Taz and a commentary on the Magen Avraham. And the other day, he wrote a commentary on the Shach and a commentary on the Taz. So, and there's the name, is a place of the Taz. His commentary, Taz stands for Turei Zav. That was the name of his work, Turei Zav. Right, so he calls the work the Mishpatzo Zav. Okay, and on the Magen Avraham, he called it the Eishal Avraham. Okay, in the Yoredeya, in the Taz, and the Shach, it's Sifsei Kohen. He calls it Sifsei Das. Okay. Anyway, so here the Taz in the Chanukah says very nice for the Taz. Pirugonim says very nice for the Taz to say that it's everyone holds it Doraisa, but I don't. He says I hold it, and others don't also. So he quotes that not everybody agrees that it's a din drabon. The Magen Avraham also one place. Okay, again, I'm not going to the Magen Avraham. I wrote down here the Magen Avraham is in. if anybody does. Well, Rav Rav also seems to learn that it's all Drabonin. The Purigatim also says in Hilchos Shabbos, in Reitz Tari Aleph, in Sukkot Aleph, in the Mishnah of Zav. So he holds that it's only, he holds that it's a Drabonin. It may actually go back even earlier, because there's an interesting tshuva from Rabbeinu Tam. Okay, Rabbeinu Tam in the collection of tshuvas for Sefer HaYosha. Sefer HaYosha sounds like the Musa Sefer, but the Rabbeinu Tam's Kedushim on Shas are called Sefer HaYosha, and the section of Shas HaTshuva. So the tshuvas of Rabbeinu Tam, Simon Ayin, Host Dalad, he has as follows. He discusses Shalosh Shuvas again as a topic, and he mentions the obligation of women. There are women obligated in Shalosh Shuvas, women obligated in Lechem Mishnah. Okay, let's say girls are having a meal by themselves and so they have to have a Lechem Mishnah. So he says, some say that it's just, yeah, absolutely women are obligated in all these places because the same way they're obligated in Kiddush, because everyone is obligated, you're referring to, is everyone is obligated to look. The argument could be, well, what do you mean? No, it's a mitzvah, it's a mitzvah, it's a mangroma. Right? It's a mangroma mitzvah. But we have a rule. Just like, for example, women are obligated 100% in matzah because it's the flip side of chametz, right? And the Gemara has whatever is not allowed to eat chametz is yeah required to eat matzah. So sukkah is a bigger job. Sukkah is not so much. Sukkah we use it to eat someone's death. If matzah works, okay, because it has the chametz on the flip side.
Just like matzah is there for a way to eat pasta, it's not chametz, right? Sukkah is also the way you eat.
Yeah, but no, that's what I'm saying. It's saying whoever is forbidden to eat chametz is mitzvah to eat matzah. Whoever is not allowed to eat chametz, women are not exempt from combat losas, right? So it's the same thing by Shabbat, that's Zohar and Shomor. Whoever has to observe all the 39 halachas also has to, yes, observe the quote unquote positive mitzvahs of Shabbat. Therefore, women are obligated to the same as men in all the 39 halachas, right? There's losas to the Shabbat. That's to keep all the other saying, including kids. He doesn't say that, I think they're right. And others say give that. But he says something else. He says, "V'chein chayovos livtsoa al shtei kikaros." Women are obligated in lechem mishnah. Okay, and why? He says. So, firstly, you could argue, well, that the old afhein hayovos anes, right? Because women also benefit from the double portion, right? So, afhein hayovos anes. So, it's like we say it specifically by Megillah and Purim, by Nechanekim and Abakosim, huh? So we don't. The Gemara doesn't say it. Yeah, Rabbeinu Tam says it. The Bali Tosa says it elsewhere also. Okay, but the other reason he gives is the Ode. He says the mitzvahs I say the Rabbanon shove b'kol. Okay, the mitzvahs Rabbanon. Okay, is the same for everybody. And there's a whole discussion. What about again? How do you fit in? Well, I don't understand. The Chanukah the question is right here. But in any event, all I'm saying is that Rabbeinu Tam also seems to say that it's only Rabbanon. All right. So it's interesting. Now, what's it got to do with us? So now we can say the following. If you're going to argue the way we presented now the Shita of Rav Kana, that really it's fundamentally a din in the Bracha, the Brich Savoti, so then you could argue, well, it can't be a Daraisa, because the whole Brich Savoti is not a Daraisa. Right? We assume that Brich Savoti is, according to most, the Darabonon, right? After eating, after Brich Savoti, not the Daraisa. But the Brachas before eating, according to most, that the Birch HaMenin are the Rabbanon. So if we should say, if we should assume that the way we explained, yeah.
But maybe you can argue that since the Bracha being, whether the suit is Nikba on the commission or the Bracha is Nikba on it, that's a function of Kavod Shabbos. Kavod Shabbos can be a deal.
So certainly according to the second side, certainly, according to the side that we said that it's a din in Kavod Shabbos, it's a din in the Suda. Okay, we assume the three Sudas on Shabbos, that could be Doraisa. Okay, three Sudas on Shabbos, certainly the two bread, and certainly the Rambam and many others holding the third. And so, with that, sometimes if a person can't eat or whatever, but you're full, this time of year, it's sometimes hard to teach all Sudas in the winter months, again, a little later, or Hashem, but all right, so have one less piece of kugel at lunch, and then, but no one thinks that way. Not me either. I'm not blaming anybody. But you know what I'm saying? This machok is good. I hear what you're saying, but just to clarify what I'm saying, if you hold it, it's a din in the Birchas HaMotzi, the Birchas HaMotzi on Shabbos has to be of a different quality, so to speak, than the Birchas HaMotzi during the week. So then it's hard to say that that's going to be a deraisa or a karma, the whole Birchas HaMotzi is on the Rabbanon. And again, the Pesach, obviously, there are those who hold it as the right side, then it would be a problem. But it holds up one. But if you hold it, it's a din in the Shabbos meal, so then you can argue it's the right side. So it could be but what you're saying is something different. You're saying that good, it's attached to the bracha, but really it's a din in Kovat Shabbos, which is probably the right side.
Right, even bracha having to. Having like a Mishnah, that's a manifestation of Kavod Shabbos.
So it's interesting. So it's almost you're saying, I mean, think of it, it's almost like you're saying the Birch HaNenin on Shabbos is elevated. It's not a regular Mishnah. Uh-huh. Which we, by the way, do, we say that. There is a Birch HaNenin. For example, you know, when we make Hamotzi on Matzah, at the Leil Seder, right, that Hamotzi is associated with it, and we make a Bar Pekah and a Kiddush on Friday night, so that Birch HaNenin is attached to a Mitzvah. It's a little bit of a jump, but conceptually, you can definitely say that. Okay, so now just one other thing just to wrap up. Another interesting nafkamina might be, okay. I have a roll. I have a whole loaf, right? But now I realize I didn't get. I thought I had something in the house. I didn't have a loaf of bread or. For example, we know that we're supposed to eat bread that's baked by a Jew, Pasi Shol. We're not supposed to eat bread baked by a non-Jew. One of the dinim is that it's just like not a cheese. Other things that are made by a non-Jew, so bread made by a non-Jew. However, what's called pas palter, which is a bakery, I don't even know the non-Jew made it. Right? It's mass-produced. They doesn't know me. I mean, so you're allowed to eat pas palter. But many people are careful to eat only Pasi Shol. That's why many things you get today, it says Pasi Shol in the bag. And many people who are not makbid during the week, but on Shabbos, after our makbid, they're only Pasi Shol, besides the Tzadik Mechua. But on Shabbos, the makbid have Pasi Shol. So let's say I makbid that Pasi Shol all the time. Well, I makbid that Pasi Shol just on Shabbos. I have in my cabinet, I have a loaf of fried hafez bread or whatever. I don't know what I use on Shabbos. Shabbos, we buy it from Jewish bakeries and so on. Most people do. Right, so Shabbos are makbid on Pasi Shol, many people. So let's say I'm one of those people. Can I use as my second loaf, right, pas palter? I use that as my second loaf. Now, if the din is like Reb Zera, that you're supposed to cut that everything, so then you could argue maybe I can't, because you're not supposed to eat it. You're makbid not to eat it. If you hold like Reb Kana, that's just a matter of holding the two in your hand at the time of the bracha. You're not going to eat the second one anyway, so then gesunta. There's no problem. So that's what the Prima Gadim writes this in the Kufayin Dal in the Mishnah Zav again, it's the cotton base, okay, that you can be yotze with pasakum even if you generally don't eat it, okay, in a similar vein.
So what needs to go there? What if you have only three loaves for Shabbos?
Yeah. Oh, okay. Right. So then you have no choice. Right. So the Shalom Zalman Arbach is quoted in the Sefer Shmir Shabbos Kochosa, in the second line of the Tarek Nun Hei, okay. See if you're given, so that's a different question. So maybe it's like your question. If ain't lo lechem sheni lechem, that I don't have. Okay. Yochol hu lisho lechem ishcheno. I borrow a loaf of bread from my neighbor. Who needs it back? Right? I'm not going to eat it. They don't have bread to give me. But can I borrow just levarach b'chamot amosi v'livtsom and lechem shalom? Well, hachsu lebala v'shalom. Okay, so he says it's okay.
Huh? What do you mean?
Yeah, and he gave me put the other one back, right? You only want. So exactly. So he says in the footnote, Mem Gimel, he quotes it. Tilez had to say this, okay. And then he writes the Shamati. This is a number, right? The Shamati that I go to Shalom Zalman Arba, please. The Tzarich Yitzchak, the Ulai Bein, and she had Dov Alecha Mishna Shal Hamon Bamidbar, Shal Roy Alecha Mishnayim. Maybe it's like the mon. I could have eaten eat a piece, okay. And this one is also is Gezel. In fact, it belongs to my friend. It's striking him back. Okay. Anyway, so it's a question, but it may depend on this issue. You don't have to eat it anyway, so what's the problem?
We very often take a less Mishnah out of the Pesach.
Oh, that was the third thing I was going to say. Was there a Mishnah? Right. Exactly. That's another, exactly right. That'll be another Nafkamina. Okay. And the second one place talks about the Smuks and so on. So that again is perhaps totally in the smachokas. You have to eat both, and then have both of the edible. Can't take one out of the freezer. Okay, but if they don't, then they don't. The last thing that's interesting was the tshuva, the two other quick tshuvas to look at. Okay, the Chelkas Yaakov Breish, in the Chelik Archaim Sim Tzadi, the new arrangement. he writes in those days, he says, you know, a Pesach question, okay? Can I use as my Lechem Mishnah for a Pesach night or whatever, during Pesach, a piece of matzah, not Shmur. And I'm only I'm Shmur, for the Seder of Shmur. I want to use, I want the table make a motzi, say, I have to, you know, I don't know, I can't say other people's homes, but in my home, you know, not everybody washes, not everybody starts the, actually, we start at the same time, but not everyone gets up. Some of us take longer to eat the bar and everything else. The others don't want to move on to the soup, you know, so. But let's assume that, you know, everyone gets up and washes, everyone's going to make a mouse himself. So there's not enough lechem, there's not enough shmur matzah to everybody. That's what he's talking about. Yad came, it's not the Kiddush. Let's say it's not the same. I only eat, many people only eat Shmur Matzah, the whole Pesach. I try to find myself. Okay. Imbuto is terrible. The Lechem Mishnah, God Matzah Shavu Shmur. Kevon Shein Ruya Lo Lecho. Right? You're not going to eat it. Can you count the second, can you second piece? The same question, right? Okay? And V'chein Yashtar Lo Yipasako mentioned. He said, Lo Re'i Simi Shemis Arab is there. But the Master Shekhar, I put aside, Master Shekhar, Chaimson, and Shinchof, hey, to call you out, does talk about the Pasako. Anyway, he named Mitzvah, he was his what he said. He named Mitzvah Lechemisha, the Illinois Apostle, Lechemisha, Lechemisha, Master of Kasu Doraisa. Okay? Maybe it's Doraisa. So if it's Doraisa, so then, you know, you got to be careful about it. On the other hand, he says, Poshut Hu, that it should be okay. Anyway, so, as you said, it'll depend upon the same thing. Finally, a Chubin of Chsam Sofer.
The
right
to the
brother,
the
right
to
have a well, that's the question.
He doesn't have this.
Lechem Mishnah by holding two pieces of bread. What's the difference between eating or not? That's shita.
I mean, I can
get. It's not a din and eating. It's a din and kiddush. It's not a covenant. It's just commemorative. That's what's right. It's not a covenant. It's a zecher. Exactly. You can define it that way. It's a zecher. Zecher lamon. It's a zecher. Hold two pieces. What's the difference between eating or not? Lechem Mishnah. Yeah, that's the chakir really.
Okay.
You can put the together. It's a good way to put it. Is it a covenant? Is it a zecher? That's. This final with some sofer in the Chelek Archaim in Memvav discusses, you know, does a mamish have to be two whole pieces? Or what if I have a piece and a half, a loaf and a half?
Well,
you know, that's a different, right? The whole slain is a whole different issue, okay? But he says he brings a riot because the Gemara says in the Brachas that they had the night shift at Shmur. So one night shift, the other half of the night shift, was called two different shifts. Right? It was called two, okay? So sometimes one and a half can be called two. So it's also a question. So again, you know, if it's a COVID issue, one could argue.
Doesn't have a half.
Yeah, that's not a COVID issue. If it's just a commemorative, then maybe anything. So what is all a half? You know, it could be the half containing bigger than a whole. The half of a challah is bigger than a whole roll. Right? Anyway, so these are issues, and maybe that's just a question of how we understand what the lechem is. But I guess we could have in mind both. We could do both. We could have in mind that it's a COVID and that it's the. No, so that I didn't see because the shleim was a different thing. Chumsover talks about it a little bit, but you could argue that it would make some sense. Yeah, I think so. I don't recall that. Yeah. Yeah. Okay, very good. Wish everybody a good Shabbos.
Okay.